Hello, everyone. Is everyone remaining sane? Is everyone still breathing? I certainly hope none of you are hyperventilating, because there's no reason to. We have fires in Florida. We have fires in Alabama. Train wrecks in Texas. There's stuff going on up in Idaho. Ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, if you recall, the White Hat said there would be no more deals beyond a certain date. Well, they are very diligently doing as much as they can in the background of arresting cabal members. Those who have not been picked up, they are doing everything they can to create some leverage so that they can negotiate terms. And unfortunately, some are military, some are law enforcement, some are federal agents. And what they're doing is they are threatening to hurt civilian populations unless they're allowed to come to the table and dictate some terms or demand terms. And apparently the White Hats are not having anything of it. Case in point, now I do not know, let me put it this way, I haven't been able to verify this piece of news yet, but it's an interesting piece of news, and that is that U.S. Marines shot four FBI agents who were planning to blow up a transformer station, electrical transformer station, and in Idaho, which would have taken out the electricity to three or four states. Now, I don't know if it's true, but you know, kind of falls in line with everything that's going on right now between White Hats and what's left of the cabal. Now we're talking middle management and some upper management. These are people who have been very well embedded in the system for quite some time. And they totally understand that it's game over, but they're trying to make a deal after not taking the original offer. And no one knows at this point how this is going to go. But, you know, understand that it's still real. It's still real. The battle that's going on. And there's two ways you could look at this. Oh my God, we got to stay indoors. We got to, you know, we got to hide. We got to shrink in fear. Or you can look at this for what it actually is. And that is that the cabal, the dark side, know it's over. And they are absolutely in sheer desperation trying to cut a deal so that they can live, or that their whatever wealth they've acquired and stolen will go to their families. It's something along those lines. That's what's actually going on here.